appropriate for this morning, wheeling and dealing about time and what you're going to do this weekend. You'll be dealing with your spouse. You'll be dealing with your children, perhaps. Dealing with friends and family.
I'm going to do fireworks this weekend.
Are you doing fireworks? How many people doing fireworks? Raise your hands, please.
My son wants to go by and purchase some at the little fireworks stand, because in Virginia we're allowed to blow ourselves up.
Good for you, Richie.
Congratulations.
Well, that's, you know what? That's good news.
That is good news. One of the good news items today is that Jennifer Horn is back from her exhaustive trip to Denver, Atlanta, and parts east.
Oh, wait, no, don't forget Texas.
Texas, Pensacola. Okay.
I bet you we missed you more.
Yeah.
Really?
Let's have a contest. Yeah. Who missed Jennifer more? 800-510-8255. Did we miss her more, or did you miss her more?
The thing that's sad is that, you know, I wasn't on vacation, so I was actually up at the same time. I just couldn't talk to you guys, and I felt very stifled when I talk with you.
There it is.
Sitting in your hotel room.
Get it out of your system. All right, here's a bit more good news. A man from Pennsylvania got hit in the head. This is a story at DougStefan.com today. You may want to check this out. Guy gets hit in the head with a golf ball.
Hold on. Hold the phone.
Why am I holding the phone?
I just had a Dudley moment, Jennifer.
Oh, what happened?
There was a man from, was it Pennsylvania? What's that, the Christmas song?
The Christmas song.
There was a man from Pennsylvania. Shoot.
I think maybe you might have thought this through a little better before you started.
You know what just went into my head when you started singing that?
What?
Down in the West Texas town of El Paso. Why did that happen? Okay, back to you, Doug.
I'm going
to
find it. Go ahead with your story. I'm going to find my song.
Gee, that's great. Guys have done a nice job already.
I'm hijacking. Total ADD Dudley. Oh, my God. This reminds me of a song. I must sing it right now. Moment.
But most of the people in the audience, or many of them, perhaps don't know what you're talking about. So
okay, so when you do it the 2,000 times a week.
80, I doubt that would be a number that works or holds water. But at any rate, the circumstance of this errant golf shot, back to the situation, as unlikely as it sounds, as the story points out at DougStefan.com, when you get hit in the head, you don't necessarily think it's going to save your life. Like Edgar, who is my farm manager yesterday, working on the corn planter, and he was pulling on the wrench so hard that he lost his grip and slipped and hit his head against a pointed object. And I walked out there and I saw blood coming out of the upper part of his nose between his eyes.
Oh,
I said, what
is he
the
okay?
Heck? Yeah, he's all right. He walked around in a daze for a little bit. Anyway, this story of getting hit, this guy got clocked side of the head with that nice little dimpled sphere called a golf ball. Chris Logan, Westchester, Pennsylvania. Golf ball hits him in the temple.
Oh.
So he goes to the hospital, according to the newspaper story yesterday in the Philadelphia Inquirer. He gets an examination to check out what appeared to be a concussion, but there was in the examination the revelation of a lump. Doctor urged Mr. Logan to have it checked out by the family doctor, and remarkably, it wound up being a malignant tumor.
Oh, my gosh.
Had to be removed in a week. So he is now
known.
Yeah, this happened a while back. The story about having it been successfully removed and him being okay, but it was last year at this time when he got hit in the head, and it's taken him all year to go through the operations and to have the impact basically show or prove that sometimes what happens you think is bad turns out to be good, because if he hadn't gotten hit, he wouldn't have had an exam, and he'd be dead today instead of alive. So
lucky him.
Good. Yeah, right. That's a good story.
Oh, by the way.
Golf ball.
By the way.
Check it out at Doug.
Who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Thank you. ADD boy's gone.
Perfect. The poll yesterday has to do with traveling. Speaking of going to Pennsylvania for some homemade pumpkin pie, that's a Christmas song, by the way, Richie.
I know. That's what I said.
Are you traveling somewhere to specially celebrate this weekend? 31% of you said no, you were celebrating at home. 26% of you said, no, it's just another work day for me. We'll be here on the air live Monday morning. A lot of people listening to the program on holidays that don't have either the opportunity or they're listening to a station that may carry us in different times. So we're happy to have the exposure and the fun with a lot of different people.
Woo!
Let's see here. 15% of you said, yes, we're going to a local historical location. 14% of you said, we're going to visit family. 13% said you were going to the beach.
Man, yeah, judging by the airport yesterday, people are using the airport to go places.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're going to the airport to get on an airplane.
They are out and about for the holiday weekend.
Yeah. A lot of patriotic songs get aired this weekend. The Star-Spangled mm-hmm. Banner, America the Beautiful, God Bless America, Battle Hymn of the Republic, a lot of others. So tell us what your favorite patriotic song is, if you'd like. And I think maybe we'll put that up on our Facebook page as well. Good question. Definitely. What is your favorite patriotic song?
What's yours?
Mine? Mm-hmm. I like America the Beautiful or God Bless America, either of those two. I've never liked the Star-Spangled Banner. I don't think it really tells the story. I think America the Beautiful tells the story.
I like America the
I think God
Beautiful.
Bless America tells the story.
I'll go with the Ray Charles version of America the Beautiful.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good job.
The other thing that I found maybe applicable to this weekend, pretty much all businesses will be closed today. You'll have a hard time finding people to do business with other than going to a retail outlet. Stores will all be open. And I think most of them are open on July 4th. The only universal day when most stores are closed is Christmas. And even that's, I think, didn't last Christmas see an attack on that? Or was it just I think it was New Year's Day. There were a lot of stores open that heretofore had not been open. But Christmas is pretty much sacred. I think it ought to be. Not necessarily just because it's a sort of quasi-religious holiday, but it is. There's something about Christmas that's different, just different. We feel differently about it. The philosophy of Charles Schulz, whom you'll remember, created peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I find these items to be of interest in terms of how we judge. I think this is a good exercise. So if you'll stand by for a moment, or you can sit by, or you can just be by, I'm going to give you some poignant questions. And then there's a counter to the thing that most people think is important or are important versus the things that really are. And I think that's why peanuts had so much value, because peanuts dealt with the real world and things that are really important versus things that we maybe are taught by the news media to think, or other value-added informational sources. We think one thing about four or five things that most of us seem to, through our interest in reading newspapers and magazines, indicate by reading said newspapers and magazines or going to various sites on the web, would lead you to believe that we think these things are important, but in fact, they aren't really. And I'll give you why. I'll go through the points and you see if you don't agree with my side, or actually more Schulz and Peanuts side of the discussion. All right. At 16 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program is at the beginning throes of the seventh month. We are one half of the way, 50% through the year 2011. How do you like that? Christmas is less than 6 months away.
Bite the second half is going to be the best,
that's
I can tell you.
Yeah. We'll keep our fingers crossed for that. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you. Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and be book smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be book smart now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Your favorite patriotic American song, please. 800-510-8255. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you drowning in over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids? Still nothing relieves your stomach pain, your irritation, your bloating, the gas, the constipation. A lot of people are trying and using and have for decades a brilliant probiotic called Natron's Healthy Trinity. I take Healthy Trinity every day as part of my supplemental routine. So if you suffer with the pain and the irritation, the bloating, the gas, the constipation, give Natron's Healthy Trinity a chance. It is the pioneer in probiotics. 3 decades, Natron's Healthy Trinity has been serious probiotics for people who take their health seriously, just like you. So try the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. Ready for this? If you don't feel a happier, healthier tummy after 90 days, Natron gives you your money back. No questions asked. Go to natron.com, or better yet, call 888-9-NATRON. Just mention Good Day Health for the free 14-day supply with your order. 888-9-NATREN. Or, if you want me to translate it for you, I will. 888, toll free. 888-962-8736. Try the Natron Challenge. Natron.com is the website. All right, so here we have a couple of different things going as we usually do. Bob is in Warsaw, Wisconsin. Right, Bob?
Good morning, Doug.
Morning to you, sir. How are you doing? Happy 4th of July to you and your family.
Well, same to you, sir.
Thank you very much. So what's your favorite patriotic song or American song?
Well, I always liked a song by Waylon Jennings. It came out about 25 years ago called America. Are you familiar with that one?
You know, vaguely I seem to remember it. Richie's going to quickly look for it. Here it is. Yeah. Hey, a little bit.
Such a habit. Excellent.
Why do you like this, Bob? What is there that touches you about this song?
Well, pretty much it really is the video that accompanies it. If you can pull it up on YouTube and take a look at it.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, it's a cross-section of America from one end to the other, basically talking about no matter where you're from, that everybody kind of makes you feel at home.
Well, let's hope that continues to be the case. I'm not sure that is 100% the case these days, but
no.
Because we have so much controversy and so many people at each other for sometimes not particularly good reasons, we have a lot of people pointing out our differences rather than working on getting us together. I think being together is a lot more important, don't you, than being separated by... We can have political differences. We can disagree without being disagreeable. We can have lots of different differences, but we're here together on the same stage, if you will. And maybe that's the thing to be remembering this weekend, that we are, this 4th of July, one nation. The controversy about under God notwithstanding, we are one nation, indivisible, even though we may think that we don't all have liberty and justice, but it's better here than most other places. That doesn't say a lot for other places, but it does say something that I think is worth a moment or two of our time. So, Bob, I wish you well. Thank you for calling. 800-510-8255. 4th of July weekend. Jennifer, Rich, and Doug at 21 after on Good Day.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
People, we're not Watusi, we're not Spartans, we're Americans with a capital A, huh? You know what that means? Do you? That means that our forefathers were kicked out of every decent country in the world. We are the wretched refuse.
A feeling comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band.
Love me some
Yankee
James
Doodle,
Cagney.
Like Yankee Doodle.
All right, Yankee Doodle.
Me off my noodle. It's that patriotic
noodles being what they are. Our request is for you to identify your favorite American song. What is it? 800-510-8255. Chuck, what's your favorite American song?
Well, what else? Dixie.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times they were not forgotten. That's the one?
That's the one.
That's the one. Why do you like that, Chuck?
Because I'm Southern.
Oh, I see. So you're still fighting the war, huh? Get over
yeah,
it, Chuck.
Yeah, I will.
Please?
I'm going to fight it till I win it.
Good for you, sir. All right, thank you. All right, Richie, can you lose that, please?
Well, he plays Dixie here in a second, but I'll let
All right. Pat is in New London. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
So you're... favorite American song is?
She's a Grand Old Flag.
She's a Grand Old Flag.
Oh, I like that
flag.
One, too.
I don't know how hard that is to find, Richie. There are some pretty good versions of it. Ah, here's one. Another one from
the Jimmy Cagney.
Cagney is the Jimmy Cagney show, yeah.
He plays Dixie and Grand Old Flag the whole thing.
He sings them.
Yes.
Sings them. Right.
Now he's tap dancing it.
Who's your favorite American in terms of historical perspective, Pat?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
You don't?
That's a funny question.
No.
You don't have one favorite
Ben
American?
Franklin would be
George
mine.
George Washington.
I say George W.
Ah.
Oh,
okay.
Good for you. Good out of the box out
okay,
answer.
Thank you.
That's it.
26 after the hour, end of that conversation.
Why?
All right.
Why
John
can't he be? Why
Adams.
Shut that down.
Yeah, John Adams thought July 2nd, the day the Continental Congress voted to declare its independence from Great Britain, would be the holiday that Americans would celebrate for years to come. But July 4th, when Thomas Jefferson's stirring declaration was signed by the members of the Continental Congress in Philadelphia, came to be known as Independence Day. Jefferson thought his self-designing writing desk, self-designed writing desk, would be proudly carried in future Independence Day parades. Today it sits in the Smithsonian, a reminder of the power of words and bold ideas. The boldest of them, all men are created equal. So as the 4th of July comes on Monday, and perhaps you think about these things over the weekend, it would be cool for us to remember that, because all men, even though created equal, they're not treated equal in this country or any place else. Why do you suppose that is? 800-510-8255. Okay, something else that happened over the first weekend of July, in a year which I'm sort of not wanting to choke the value of being happy out of the conversation, but this is the anniversary of the first department in the country that collected money from you in taxes. Right.
Oh,
all right, so here's the 2020 Uh-oh. Quiz question. What was the first tax collection agency called, and when was it first used? 800-510-8255. What was the first tax collection agency called in our government, federal government, the first agency called, and what was it really doing, and when was it first used? You can have, I guess there's three prongs to that question, right?
Mm-hmm.
When was it first used? What was it called?
This weekend, but you want a year, right?
It was over the first weekend in July. Now, I can actually, well, no, I'm not going to tell you. I was going to give you a little hint, but I'm not going to. Because it has to do with one of the wars that we fought. That, because it was needed to pay for the war. So what was the war? And that'll tell you the story. When was it first used? Has to do with the war that it was to pay for. And what was it called? And, you know, basically what did it do? Pretty good question, huh? You don't know. You don't mostly think about this with regards to celebrating the 4th of July, because it isn't, for me anyway, especially great memory.
Not a great celebration.
No, not a great celebration, but one that applies, because it did take place over the first weekend in July in the year in which it was enacted. 800-510-8255. President at the time signed the bill into law, making it possible for the feds to collect taxes. What was the agency called? When was it first used? What was the other question I asked? Did I ask
your favorite patriotic song?
No. What was the other thing that had to do with taxes? There was another. There was a third wrinkle to this.
What year?
As I called.
When was it
first used? Yeah. And what was it called? But if you get those 2 points, thank you.
We'll
get
give
the prize.
You the third one free.
Right. We will.
Buy two, get one free.
If you can remember what I was talking about, please remind me for extra points.
Exactly. 800-510-8255. Why are you feeling so good about taking shots at me today?
You. What makes today different than any other day?
Well, Jennifer was gone. I think you're trying to impress Jennifer like you're some big tough guy. You weren't like
my
dog.
I am. She's a hot
you're
girl.
You're like the big man on campus.
Half past the hour on good day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Day, the Doug Steffen Good Day way to start the day or work through the day. A lot of people who carry this program. I was talking to somebody who carries the program in the evening from, I think it's 7 to 10 or 6 to 9 on a radio station in Georgia.
In any town in America.
Yeah, right. So we've done some good news. We are tracking, as usual, three or four different things here. My 2020 quiz question, which you have until 20 before the hour to answer for Swell Prize. This is the anniversary of the first taxation in America. Not only is it the anniversary of the founding of our country, it's not the founding. It's the anniversary of the signing of our Declaration of Independence. That's what we celebrate on the 4th. But also, this first weekend in July saw the beginning of revenue collection by the federal government. What was the first agency called, and when was it first used, if you please? 800-510-8255. Good news today. The cyber attack by a hacker on Al Qaeda's online communication network has taken place. Not well for Al Qaeda, apparently.
Mm-mm.
The attack apparently has cut their ability to communicate with each other completely all around the world. Now, it'll certainly be. Yeah, it's like any other website or any other communication tool. It'll get fixed in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently somebody got into it with some fairly sophisticated techniques, Richie. As a matter of fact, the British government was accused and may be guilty.
Of doing it,
yeah.
I think that's a great idea, actually.
Pretty interesting.
Well,
yeah,
I can't decide whether they would use that as a tool to be able to track what's going on with them or whether they would say, listen, because why would they have had to wait till now to hack that? That seems to me like that would be an easy thing to do for any of our governments.
Yeah. Well, it may be easy, but was it done? Did somebody try it before?
Maybe. I mean, if you know Al Qaeda is using a website to hack or to communicate with each other,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you attack that thing every single day and just make it inoperable?
But man, that's common sense, Rich. Wouldn't want to get too carried away with that.
Commander Rich, I think we should call him Commander McFadden.
Yeah, no, there's something.
Speaking of
that smart, this is too easy.
Speaking, well, there's something we can agree on. Speaking of the web, Governor Brown of California yesterday signed into law the tax on Internet sales through affiliate advertising, which is apparently cuts some of the website revenue by 30%. The bill takes effect today. The State Board of Equalization says it'll raise $200 million a year. I don't believe it'll do anything because people won't buy online in California. They'll go buy online somewhere else. And how do you know? That's what I want. I don't understand this. Somebody maybe in California explain this.
Yeah, let me get this straight. So if I go on and buy something online from a California corporation, there's going to be an additional tax? Is that what you're saying?
It looks like that's the story.
Or is it if you're a California resident and you purchase something online, there's an additional tax?
Because there's that rule, you know, when you buy something online, like Connecticut residents or something have to pay a certain amount more. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, it's got to be the other way.
Yeah. Somebody in California knows how this works. You might want to explain it. If you don't mind, another reason.
I like to shop. I'm upset by this one.
Right. Well, you don't have to shop in Nevada. 800-510-8255. We're going to get to the Peanuts philosophy in a matter of moments here as well. The first revenue enhancement operation in our country. Let's see here. Here's Maylin in Harbinger, North Carolina. Hello.
Hello.
How do you do?
All right. I'm going to say it's the revenue cutter service. Under the Treasury Department.
Say again, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't quite. Revenue what service?
Revenue cutter service.
Revenue cutter service?
Yeah, is a turned into modern day Coast Guard.
Oh, cutter as in boat.
Cutter.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's not correct. But thank you for giving it the old 1-2. Jim, what do you think it is? The story of the first time it was used, and what was it called?
It was formed in July of 1862 during the Civil War, and I didn't even recall what it was called. I didn't think about that.
It was called the Congress established a law that was signed on this date in 1862 by President Abraham Lincoln, the establishment of the Bureau of Internal Revenue, which made it possible to collect a 3% tax on incomes over $10,000, which was nobody, and 5% on incomes, I'm sorry, from $1,000 to $10,000 is 3%. Over $10,000, it was 5%. But because there were the precursors to the law were never actually enacted or enforced, the tax was collected by those who wanted to pay, thus the term voluntary tax, and those who didn't want to pay, didn't pay.
Who was the guy that wanted to pay?
I'm sorry, Jim?
How would you like to go back to those percentages?
I think that would be a wonderful place for us to start, wouldn't it? Yeah, that would be a great place for us to start. What are your plans for this 4th of July weekend, Jim?
We're going camping.
Where are you going?
Oh, fun.
To the beach. There's in Jacksonville, there's a Hannah Park. It's a city park on the beach.
Really? Jacksonville's a good place. This time of year, plenty warm enough. There's some nice rivers around Jacksonville as well as the ocean. There's some good fresh water, I think. I think there's some good camping places all over down there, so you'll have some fun. How big is your family?
Five.
Five. Richie, see if we can get them five of the same thing to send them the Doug Steffen five-pack of something, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. 20 before the hour on Good Day. Yeah, the IRS wasn't what it was called. It was called the Bureau of Internal Revenue. And it really didn't come into fruition and into its own until 1913, when the 16th Amendment was added to the Constitution, which permitted the feds to collect a tax on income. Once again, they used the term voluntary. How's that working for you? Yeah. Under the circumstances. But the first one was really voluntary, and it didn't get a lot of support, as you might imagine. All right, so that's something else that this weekend has for us. You probably won't hear that conversation in too many other places today, and that's okay. Also, you may not hear much about the philosophy of Charles Schulz, you can answer these questions or not. Think about these five things that some people think are important. Maybe you can do this, maybe you can't. For example, name the five wealthiest people in the world. You can name a couple of them.
Sure.
Maybe three of them.
Right.
Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and the guy in Mexico.
Larry Ellison, and the guy in Mexico. Those are five.
The TV guy in Mexico. Yeah.
Name the last five Heisman Trophy winners.
Ooh.
Doof.
None of them. You won't remember
anything. What's his name? Had to give it back.
Whatever. Yeah. Name the last five winners of the Miss America pageant.
The girl from California.
Mm-hmm. Name 10 people who have...
The Iraq.
Yeah, the Iraq, right. Name 5 people, never mind, 10, who have won the Nobel Peace Prize other than Barack Obama.
Al Gore.
All right, there's a couple, anyway. Name the last half dozen Academy Award winners for Best Actor or Actress.
Or who won this year?
The last 5 World Series winners.
Okay, the Rangers.
See, all right. So this is perspective. The point
that our
is,
memories are terrible?
No. Well, none of us really remember the headlines from yesterday. The best people in their fields are not remembered necessarily. The awards tarnish. The achievements are forgotten. Accolades are buried when people die. See how you do with these questions. These are rhetorical, although you may answer them, especially the first one. List a teacher or a few teachers who aided your journey through school. This is a Charles Schulz philosophical
Mr. Lowenstein.
Yeah, okay. Name friends who have helped you through a difficult time.
Marcella Boel.
Wow, listen to you, Rich. Very
Name
good.
Someone who taught you something worthwhile that you didn't know.
Doug Steffen.
Mm-hmm.
Think of a person or two who have made you feel appreciated and special.
Jennifer Horn.
Aw, yeah. I was hoping you'd say that.
Think of the people every day you enjoy spending your time with more than any other.
Well, of course, my kids and my wife.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you guys too. Sorry. I forgot about you guys.
What was the old expression? Egad zooks. Egad zooks. Of value are those people more than the people who get notoriety and who have fame. That's Charles Schulz's philosophy, and it is easier for you to do that because it is more important. The people who make a difference in your life are not the ones with the most credentials, the most money, or the most awards. They are the ones that care about you. And perhaps as you think about the people you spend your weekend with, because this is a weekend of family and friends, you might, as an exercise, today, tomorrow, or the day after, think about the people in your life who have made a difference in your life. And think about maybe visiting with them. I have a friend from high school. You've heard me talk about her before, and I can't find her. And it isn't freaking me out, but it bothers me tremendously because I can't find her. I've done all the search stuff, and I can't find her. It bothers me. But there are people certainly you can find who are your friends. You can remember your teachers. Every time at the end of the street that I live on is the Jonathan Maynard School. There isn't, and I probably go by the Jonathan Maynard School every day. And when I go by the school, I think about the 6 teachers that I had in that school, every one of them. But I more remember Alice Scipione. You hear me talk about her.
Oh, yeah.
And Gertrude Hayes.
Gertrude.
Yeah, I know.
Classic. That is classic.
And Mary Stapleton and Angela Summers. How many? And by the way, all women. I had all women when I was in elementary school.
I can see you as
there wasn't a guy. There wasn't a man in the building.
Yeah, you know what?
Not a man in the building.
I'm going to say there probably was when I was in elementary school, but I don't remember any of them.
No.
They certainly weren't my teachers.
The men.
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. You remember the women.
I don't think I remember a male educator until I was in junior high school, middle
junior
school.
Junior high. Arthur Del Pratt knocked me down the steps when I was walking up the walk. We had the swinging doors.
Oh, terrible. He knocked you down?
He became one of my best friends, not only as a teacher, but when I worked in the school department, and he became a neighbor of mine and a very, 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 very good guy all through his career. From the first day, his first actual act as a teacher, he was the homeroom teacher that I had first day of teaching after going to school. And the first thing he did was walk through the door, swinging door, and bump into me and knock me down the steps.
Oh, no.
At 7:07 a.m.
You remember the time?
September the 9th, 19...
Why do you... You do not remember the
I most certainly... I absolutely remember it.
Why would you remember that?
Because I got knocked on my butt, then I went down the stairs and cracked my head against the wall.
What were you not to remember?
Yeah, really. You do not remember the date.
Rich,
you can make something up. If I
wasn't being broadcast on television, by the way, you can get the the video view of this. I can
Why
give
do you think Rich pushed for this?
Here's the American salute for this weekend for Richie. There it is. Check that out at DougStephan.com. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day. Yeah.
O'Reilly. Spend less and get more during the Buy One, Get One Free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, you'll find great Buy One, Get One Free offers on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right. And with O'Reilly's everyday low prices, when you buy one and get one free, you save even more. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, I'm Sean Donovan, Secretary of HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has a new program that offers unemployed homeowners up to $50,000 in mortgage assistance, but you must act quickly. Get more information at findehlp.org or call 855-FIND-EHLP. That's findehlp.org or call 855-346-3345. You must act quickly.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Oswald, editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine and shell spokesperson. Are you hitting the road this summer but worried about fuel prices? I'm working with Shell, and they are providing some great summer driving tips to help you get the most of your fuel purchases while on the road. For instance, avoid overpacking. Based on fueleconomy.gov, an extra 100 pounds in your vehicle could reduce your gasoline mileage by up to 2%. For more ways to save, visit facebook.com/shellontheroad. And through September 5th, Shell is offering consumers a chance to fuel their summer road trip for free by participating in the Shell Favorite Road Trip Sweepstakes. Simply share your favorite road trip route or memory at shell.us/roadtrip and be automatically entered to win great prizes. One of 10 weekly winners will be randomly selected to win a year's supply of free Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines, which help protect your engine from performance-robbing gunk. No purchase necessary. For rules and to enter, visit shell.us/roadtrip.
All right, the time is 11 before the hour. Time for you to get your free patch, your pain patch, from Salon Pause. Many of the people listening to this program, matter of fact, I saw a number in the thousands of people who've gone online either to DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com, clicking on the Salon Pause button and getting the pain patch sent to you so you can check it out. Free sample, time to go pain-free. Now is the time to take some action. Go to your computer or whatever it is. You can log on. I could do this through my iPad, Richie.
Yes, you could.
If I wanted to, right?
Yep.
Nothing
absolutely.
Else has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription like Salon Pause. So get the patch, the free one, at DougStephan.com. And if you're really achy today, drive by your local Walgreens and pick up a 5-count box. Strange name, free samples, Salon Pause, the Salon Pause button, at DougStephan.com. All right, the essence of our day today and our week, I guess our weekend, is to maybe get you to think a little bit more about our country. Promise yourself this. Don't promise me. Promise yourself that you'll take a few minutes to think about that which gives you the most peace of mind when it comes to our country. Maybe the music, maybe the historical perspective, whatever it is. But really spend some time thinking about your country this weekend. 51 after the hour.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are we doing today? Hello. How are we doing today?
You're a weirdo.
I've been told that on several occasions by people who were not as lovely as you.
Aw.
I've been called a weirdo by weirder people than you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. We are into technology now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We were talking about the hacking into an Al-Qaeda
poor website. Guys, they have Richie. To start all over.
You know what also is all over the internet before we get to our technology, Taylor? The story of Huma Wiener, wife.
Oh, wife of Wiener.
Wife of Wiener. That's a good one. I like that. Wife of Wiener. She says she's taking time off.
Like about 40 years.
From her job and her husband. She acknowledges her husband has gone into intensive rehab, but she thinks perhaps she could take time off from him without it having a chilling effect on her life. She's going someplace. He went one place. She went someplace else.
Sure.
Yet they were in the tabloids holding hands together this week.
Yeah, very nice.
Hey, man, she's pregnant with their first child. I mean,
it's awful.
What do you do?
Advisor number one to her is Hillary, because she's Hillary's number one assistant.
Yeah.
And
what kind of advice do you take from her?
I think
she's been through it.
Advice.
She stayed.
But
she stayed.
In this circumstance, this guy's more creepy than Bill was, I think.
You think?
Ugh, what a creep.
Why? Just because he was.
Just look at it.
I mean, he's done less than Bill did.
Yeah, he never actually touched anybody.
I don't know that that's true, frankly. There are a lot of rumors.
From what we know.
Yeah, from based on what
from what we've been told by our sources.
For sources, sorry.
All right, that's it. Okay, do you know which cell phone, Richie, is number one right now? A 36% market share.
Which platform or which individual?
Which cell phone? The phone, the object itself. Number one.
I'm going to say, if you say platform or operating system, yes, I do. If you say specific phone, no, I don't.
Well, you know, we're going to find out together in just a moment. Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, as usual, has the answers next here on Good Day.
Oh, O'Reilly.
It's the buy one, get one free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts, which means it's a great time to double your buying power with buy one, get one free offers on select quality parts and accessories for your car or truck. Shop today and save during the buy one, get one free sale at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
If you don't think Android-based smartphones are selling like hotcakes, listen to this. CNET reports that Andy Rubin, who runs Google's Android division, tweeted recently that a whopping, monstrous, massive 500,000 new Android devices are activated each and every day. That's right, 500,000 new Android devices per day. Just last month, that number was 400,000. And in December, the company said it was activating 300,000 new Android devices daily. A year ago, it was just 100,000 new Android units. Rubin also said that activations are growing at a steady rate of 4.4% per week. Android now owns over 36% of the U.S. smartphone market, according to research from ComScore. Apple's iPhone has 26%, and Research in Motion's BlackBerry's have 25%. Of course, remember that there are dozens of Android phones from many different manufacturers, but there are only two iPhones currently selling from a single company. Regardless, Android phones selling like crazy. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Okay, so the droid, number one, because it's cheap, yeah. Right? That's it?
I said it's number one because it has a better camera.
It does have a good camera.
Good camera. What do you suppose? Are you following the Pope who went on Twitter for the first time this week? Anybody following the Pope?
No.
I thought you friended him, Richie.
No, I didn't friend him.
Is he on Facebook or just on Twitter?
Twitter.
He's not on Facebook.
I don't know.
Right? You think it would be inappropriate?
Do we really believe it's the Pope?
Yeah. Is Barack Obama on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
George W. Bush, is he on Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Bill Clinton, is he on Facebook?
No.
He's not?
Hillary won't let him know.
Really?
It's summer intern season. He's busy.
Jennifer. Now, who's the biggest person you know as on Facebook?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Like that we know personally?
No, I don't know. I just who are you surprised? Maybe that's a better question. Who are you surprised to learn is on Facebook? I think that would be a fascinating question. Thank you, Doug.
Many of these.
Ask these fascinating questions. And guess what? We're out of time in this hour. Phooey. 59 after on Good Day.